Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM on a beautiful Sunday morning. Joined with my wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. Happy Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there who tune into Western New York at Work. What a beautiful day to celebrate.
Really?
You guys,
it is, it's a gorgeous, hot summer day in Western New York. And yes, as Lauren mentioned, happy Father's Day to all of the dads out there, the dads, the granddads, the uncles, the brothers. You know what? You don't have to be have the birthright to a son or daughter to, in my opinion, to be a father. If you are an inspiration to kids today, you know, that, in my opinion, that represents being a father. But we'll talk a lot about that. I don't want to get too sentimental.
Well, I just want to say, too, I'm not a dad, and I don't have kids, but, like, I love still celebrating Father's Day. I love celebrating with my dad, and my brother's a new dad, so we're all going to celebrate today, and just, it's a nice time to be with people you love and care about, no matter what the relationship is.
Correct. And speaking of being with people you love and being around people, we're joined today with two wonderful professionals, Mr. Trey McDermott and Alicia Liberto. Both of you guys are going to be a part of today's our launch of our real estate conversation, everything real estate. But before we go into that, we'd like to give you a chance to just, you know, acknowledge your thoughts and, you know, anything you would like to say relative to Father's Day.
Good morning, Dale. Trey McDermott here.
And happy Father's Day to you, Trey.
Thank you very much,
Two
Lauren.
Children you were just telling us about.
Yeah, 17 and 20.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's been a lot of years there to figure out what the heck to do. I'm almost good at being a father at this point, I think.
I'm sure you're a great dad.
Yeah, well, they seem to think so every time I give them a $20 bill.
There you go.
So there's always bribes there to make yourself a good father. I agree. I would like to wish a happy Father's Day to my brothers, my brother-in-laws, my father as well, and my father-in-law. So thanks for having us here. It's too bad we couldn't do this outside. It's actually really nice out. It's a little toasty, but you know, I'm glad to be here, and thanks for inviting me along to participate in the show and start of this real estate conversation. Really excited.
Awesome. I mean, real estate's hot in Western New York right now.
Very.
A lot of things going on. And Alicia, you're on the mortgage side of real estate, so thank you for joining us this morning. And you're in my shoes too. You're not a dad either, but happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks so much for
celebrating your family.
Yeah, shout out to my dad. Awesome. I know he's listening while he's working on the heat out there, so best dad ever.
Awesome.
And you've recently had some newlyweds in your family. So a brother of yours, is he a dad as well?
Nope, he's getting married on Saturday, and my other brother is a dad of a wonderful little niece, my little niece Ella. So shout out to him as well.
Future dads.
Yeah.
Okay. And I happen to know, is he your uncle or your cousin, Greg?
Yeah, my uncle, Greg, and I have seven more on that side, so. And okay. My other uncle, so we got a pretty big family, so happy Father's Day to all of them.
Okay, great. Well, with that being said, let's really kind of go transition into our feature conversation of the day, which is, you know, everything real estate. And so I think the best way to start there is one of you kind of kick off the conversation, share a little bit about who you are and what you do relative to the roles that you occupy.
I guess I'll start here. Trey McDermott again. I work at Hunt Real Estate in the residential, do a little dabbling into commercial as well. And I've been actually in the construction industry for probably most of my life. I was fortunate to be in a family business at Frontier Lumber many years ago. Learned a lot about building construction, designing houses, the things that go into a house. And then worked for another lumber company up in Plattsburgh for a year, and then came back and worked at Natalie Builders and learned quite a bit about the housing market there and new builds and actually green building, which was really, really great to learn about the advances in products from the green side of things, geothermal, solar, and healthy living. So I take a lot of that history that I have built up over my career. And I love to kind of play, for lack of a better term, a little bit of a property brothers to help my clients find the right home. And it may not be the one, they may not see it when they walk in the house, but sometimes I can help them find the value or the great thing about a home when they walk into one that needs some work or a wall taken down. So I like to be able to be flexible with my clients and help them see the bigger picture in a house. And same thing with a client that's selling a house. I like to show them the features that they can present because a lot of times people don't realize when they're selling a house, they're not selling their house. Somebody is buying their new house. And you really got to convey that to them so they understand that, it's somebody else's new home that's looking. And, so I like to bring that side of it, my history to my past experience to my clients.
I was thinking about that this morning in my own house. Like, I bought it almost 2 years ago, I think. And I was like, I got it pretty brand new. Like, the people I bought it from, they gutted it, redid it, barely lived there. But I was like, wow, this is like when someone moves into a new home, it is their new home. Even if someone, previous owners were there 20 years, and to them it's old.
Yeah.
It's still new and it's exciting for the next people, next owners, and their next chapter in their life.
Absolutely. I mean, you go in there and one of the first things you do may be change a paint color, move mm-hmm. something around, and that's your house. In my instance, when I moved into my home, actually I hadn't even closed on it, but I tore down a wall.
How'd that feel?
Oh, invigorating. No, it was great. And we're still in the house and we love it. And we're awesome. Still personalizing it 12 years later.
I feel like it's a constant constant evolution within your home.
Oh, yeah.
And Alicia, how about yourself?
Yeah, I own a condo. I'm getting ready to sell mine. So now actually doing the finishing touches from when I moved in still. Mm-hmm. You don't really get ready to do those things until you're ready to sell it again. But, I bought it pretty low and before the market kind of hit. So hoping to kind of progress and make some money off the new hot market.
And
that's
where
there.
Is your condo?
I'm right in Williamsville, right off South Cayuga awesome. Over there. Yeah, so it's an awesome little walk to the village.
Oh, perfect.
But yeah, my dad actually helped me. Well, he did all of it with the renovations. There's like nothing went unturned there. So it was a fun little project that we did together, but very time consuming.
Now take us back a little bit. Take us back in time. Share a little bit about, how you got started. Are you from Buffalo? Did you move here? I mean, share us a little bit about from the personal side of you.
Yeah, sure. So I also started as a realtor, like Trey. I worked for, back when it was Realty USA, back in the day, now Howard Hanna. I had my license there for a few years. I got licensed when I was like 23, so I knew nothing about the world, let alone real estate. But, you learn pretty quickly, and I had some great mentors along the way. So I worked there for a few years, just kind of getting the scene of real estate. I was really, really passionate about it, but just kind of wanted to learn more about the process as a whole. So I got a job at M&T Bank, of all places, kind of working in the processing department there. So I worked in the back-end mortgages. And as a realtor, because I was licensed at that time too, you don't really get to see what happens behind the mortgage doors. So it was really certainly not as interesting as looking at houses every day, looking at files and appraisals, but it just kind of brought me to a different level of the process that not a lot of realtors get to see. So I ended up kind of filling the shoes there full-time instead of the contractor work that I was doing there. And I got to a certain point where I had to choose between my real estate license and eventually to write mortgages. So I went and chose the mortgage path, and it was really hard, really, really hard for me to give up my license. I actually held it for a little bit longer trying to do both, but that's really difficult to do. So chose the mortgage path, and really, really glad to be here. I'm really passionate about the industry, and I think it's cool that I have kind of a holistic view of the whole process, because I remember showing people homes and getting them set up on searches and what an exciting part it is. And then by the time they get to apply for their mortgage, they're ready for the process to be over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's a pretty, especially in today's market where there's multiple offers and people are getting outbid and sometimes putting 70 offers in before they come to see me. So people are just like, please make this end. We just want to move into our house.
Yeah. And I've noticed that a lot in just people I've talked to over the past few years as the market's gotten really hot.
Yeah.
A lot of people are getting outbid very quickly. And it's like it's a lot of cash offers coming in, which is harder for some of the younger people that are trying to buy their first home.
Yeah, they very difficult.
A cash offer.
A lot of cash offers. Also, a lot of things to be aggressive in the market. People are actually going in and saying they don't want to do an inspection, which I never recommend.
I was thinking about that this morning.
I never recommend that. But, you got to be aggressive in this market in many cases. So it's going to be a matter of looking at the money, the offer, the financing. Of course, those are two big things. And then how do you differentiate yourself from the other buyers out there?
And for you, from your standpoint too, Trey, this is probably more a question for you. When you're working with your clients and you're helping them kind of navigate the real estate market and find the perfect home for them, You probably have to be aggressive on your end too. Be like, hey, this one's coming up, or this one just came on the market. If you want to see it, like, let's move quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, God, I try to be a little cautious because I hate to, I look at it from my standpoint, my own personal standpoint, and say, God, I'd like to save you money. But the bottom line is they need a house, or they want a house, and they want to get in a house. And if you're going to get in a house, if you're looking at a matter of a few thousand dollars over the course of, 30-year mortgage, you really have to break that down because we still have great mortgage rates too. But yeah, you've got to figure out how to be aggressive. You got to figure out, it's the most important thing, I'll do a little shout out here for Alicia, and is to say that the first thing you really need to do is find out where your comfort level is, what you can afford, where you can, where your financing is, because that's really going to allow you to have a level of comfort when you get out into the market. You have to have your paperwork, your finances, and all of that in line when you're ready to start to buy and look, because you're just not going to catch the deals otherwise.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe how many people come to me with a contract and I've never met them before, or pulled their credit or know anything about them. And they're like, well, we just bought a house. I'm like, you want to make sure you can afford that house first, you know? So, and that's just people not knowing, you know, how to navigate the process. But that's certainly what we would start off with first, is getting pre-approved, which would entail getting all those big tax returns ready, which you've probably stowed away since last time you filed your taxes. So, you know, locating your W-2s, tax returns, if you're self-employed, that's a whole nother route too. And then, of course, pulling your credit or whoever's going to be on the mortgage, just to see, make sure that your score is acceptable. And something big that we would look at is your debt-to-income ratio. So with these multiple offers, you start off with maybe an approval of $200,000, and then once you do get out in the market, realize, oh, we need to bump that up a little bit to get what we want, you know, 220, 230. So you want to be constantly involved with your mortgage originator, making sure that you're communicating on every house that you see, mostly just to make sure that's in your realm of affordability, so you're not wasting your time, seller's time, or Trey's time.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take clients to four or five houses a day, or I'll see multiple clients in a day. And for me, I don't mind it because I'm getting awareness of what's out there in the marketplace. Right. But for my clients, too, it can get tedious if you're just driving around looking at houses. So I always want to make sure that they're pre-approved, know where they're at. And, yeah, things change as far as how long they've been in business, if they're self-employed, debt ratios, and all the things that Alicia's been saying. But you also have to look at, you know, are there gifts involved? And I try and I try and give everybody a little bit of the lay of the land beforehand, as you know, all good realtors will do this. They'll try and help qualify the client and give them some indications of whether they're, you know, where they should be looking. Have that realistic talk. You have to have that come to.
So if you're listening today, where do you start? Do you start with the real estate agent, or do you go to your bank first? Anyone who's listening is contemplating, okay, where do I start? I want to purchase a home. And let's say it's their first time home. Okay. What's the answer to that question?
Well, there's no bad place to start with either one of us. Okay, yeah, so definitely a professional. Yeah. Okay. If you kind of start off with Trey, he's going to hand it over to me and say, let's get you pre-approved first, you know, maybe get an idea of what you're looking for. And then, you know, vice versa, if you start with me, I'll say, okay, let's get you pre-approved, and then see what kind of, you know, homes are really even available in that range, if it's feasible for you to be out searching right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it comes down to a lot of things. There's a lot of great people in both of our industries. You've got to establish a relationship and a trust with those people. It's like any other business relationship, because you are stepping into buying your largest investment, your largest personal investment.
I remember my first condo I bought, this is over eight years ago, and it was, I hated the mortgage process. It was much better the second time around when I bought my second condo, but I had a better relationship with my mortgage guy the second time around. It was much more just smooth and fluid. I felt more in the know and what I needed, where like the last time there was no communication.
It was like school. You didn't do your homework the first time.
And it was new. I don't know. But like, I felt like there was no communication. So I do think, like you said, you need to have established that relationship and like a partnership with your real estate agent and your mortgage officer.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of the referrals I get are personal referrals. So, you know, whether it's a realtor friend of mine, cousins or friend, you know, obviously we hold all of our customers in the highest regard. But just knowing that, you know, there's a personal connection always takes it one step deeper. And knowing that you're working with, you know, friends of friends is definitely comforting. But I try to, you know, with all clients, get to know them on a personal level, you know, get to kind of be back in that realtor role of what are you guys looking at, you know, getting excited about the actual house. And, you know, the mortgage is important, but, you know, who are the people behind the mortgage?
Yeah.
So
That's awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll spend hours, days with clients. So I get to know them, their family, and create a good relationship with all my clients. It becomes very personal. And that, from my perspective, is I depend heavily on referrals, friends, family.
We're going to get ready to take our first break. But before we do that, I would like to ask, can Trey, I'll start with you. No, actually, Alicia, I would like to start with you.
Okay.
Can you speak of a recent success that you've had with one of your clients?
Sure, yeah. This is a little anecdotal, but I guess probably a major success story was we got someone to closing with $5.10 they brought to closing. So
wow.
Yeah, and if you know anything about the process with down payment, closing costs, mm-hmm. first year's taxes and insurance, yeah, I looked at their closing disclosure the other day and we had, you know, estimated it was going to be $2,000 or $3,000. Of course, they got some grants and, you know, we're in the right income cap in the right area.
Cool.
But she was elated.
That's 15, amazing.
$5.10.
Wow.
Yeah,
so. That is a success.
Coffee.
I was happy about that. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, you're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Today is Everything Real Estate. Buffalo, don't go anywhere. We have more great conversation on the other side of this break.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Can you remember where you were or who you were with when you had the best workout of your life? Hi, I'm Amy Buemi, and when I think back, I'm always at Catalyst Fitness with a trainer pushing me. I love the feeling of working out with women and men at different fitness levels, motivating me to be the best version of myself. And when someone hits their goal, that's the energy I take to keep Catalyst Fitness growing. The best way to get results is to be in a group setting, walk into any Catalyst location and have a goal in mind or needing some direction. We will have the perfect trainer for you. Catalyst has the best variety of equipment and dynamic training areas to make your results happen. The best certified trainers, team training classes, Les Mills classes, cycling, indoor turf area, weight loss programs, hydro massage recovery, and so much more. $9.99 makes you a member. Catalyst has everything you need to be fit at a price that's a perfect fit for your budget. $9.99, all six locations. Visit CatalystFitnessBuffalo.com. Activate your life.
Whenever you need a ride, ride local. Locally owned Liberty Cab is Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company. For over 40 years, Liberty Cab has provided safe, secure, comfortable transportation. Whether you're going a few miles or long distance, call Liberty Cab 24/7 at 877-7111 or download their new Curb app and get a $15 credit with the promo code Liberty. Ride local with Liberty Cab, Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company.
To Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Today is Everything Real Estate, and we have a couple callers that are on hold, so we'll quickly move into those callers. Caller, are you there, and what's your comment or question?
Hello?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Thank you for calling Western New York at Work. What's your question or comment?
Okay, the question I have this morning, what about the older person that owns a home, let's say the person about 70 years old, and they actually need some major repair on the house, like siding, which may cost you $20,000 or $30,000. In a lot of cases, a lot of older people don't want to put the money into the house, especially if they're in a declining neighborhood. What do you do in a situation like that? Do you go ahead and, you know, fix the house and hopefully you can sell it for more, okay, and, you know, take the chance of the house not actually selling for more, or take the chance of being upside down in the house. How do you get around that situation, and what is the best angle to take on something like that? I'm going to hang up and let you answer it.
Thank you, caller.
Well,
okay.
Thank you for that. Dale, I mean, I thought you didn't have shills out there. We were just talking about this before I came back from the break, how to prepare a house to sell. Great question. There's a few things out there. If you are thinking down the road and there are some serious repairs you want to look into, And Alicia will address this, I'm sure, in her own way, too. You can look at if you have existing value in the house that you can borrow against, take a home equity loan against, and perhaps do some repairs to the house. That's kind of going to be more on the extreme side of things. But that's understanding that, as you said, caller, a lot of people, and you don't have to be older or of a certain age group or anything else, a lot of people may not have the cash in order to do repairs on their house as they feel to bring it up. I will say that the best thing that you can do to a house to prepare it for sale is going to be clean it and declutter it. Make the front of it attractive. If you can pull weeds, mow the lawn, make sure those things are done. A coat of paint goes that adds thousands, and it may only cost you a couple $100.
Freshen it up.
Yeah, freshening it up is just a huge aspect. But as far as it, there are some different ways to look at how to do it, and realtors should have some. I have relationships with contractors and other people, too, that can help out. And we can get quotes to try and make sure that you have an understanding of what the cost to do some of the repairs are to get it up. But oftentimes in the rising market here, you also may find that people will still come out with a good earning on their house without having to do major repairs. And I always advise my clients, you don't want to put in a repair that's going to cost more than what you're going to get out of it.
Okay. Good. Let me just say to that, because we lost a caller. So, caller, if you're there and you're still...
We have another caller.
We still have another caller?
So she actually wanted me to ask a question for her.
Great.
She received a settlement and wanted to pay cash and wanted to know if there are any requirements for that she has to go through.
That's probably more of a mortgage thing, I would think, because does it have to be considered as a gift or anything like that? But I think if she's got a settlement, it's her money.
No cash. I'm out.
You're in.
You don't need me in this world.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, she may need a small mortgage if she's buying a nicer house because she has the cash.
Right.
But I guess that's one thing, too, is part of how much of a deposit you're putting down. If you sell your house and you're going out to buy another house, are you using all of your funds that you've earned to buy it cash? Cash is certainly going to give you your best opportunity in finding a house. But I have clients that, I'll go back here to you, Alicia, where they come in with gifts or... I have one client now that they have a house, but it's been in their parents' name, and transferring title, and what are the tax ramifications that go along with that? Those are all things that you're going to need to bring in the accountant, perhaps, as well as the mortgage consultant and the realtor to work as a team to help you get through that process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think with someone who is purchasing a home cash, obviously that's going to be the most competitive, you would probably say, in this market. Of course, you're probably waiving your appraisal unless you choose to get an appraisal done, which we'd always encourage, and we can have some context to help you out with that as well. But that cash offer is going to be the most competitive. What we do have some people do is when they're in a fortunate situation like that to pay cash, sometimes they can offer a little bit lower than asking. The offer is just a little, more competitive all around. But then once they own the home, they'll come over to us and actually take a mortgage out on that. Let's call it like a cash out refinance. The bank that I work for, Five Star, we have probably the lowest limitations as far as a seasoning requirement or how long you have to own the home before you can do that. So we have a lot of people doing that who are just basically taking advantage of the low interest rates still. So,
and what's the interest rate at about now?
I'd say we're still under 5. We're still under 5, which
really
is good.
Yeah,
which is good. I'm not sure how much longer it'll be like that. Mm-hmm. But, for this lady's instance, if she wanted to come out and, do a cash out, she's basically paying herself back monthly. Now she has a mortgage to pay, but she probably got the home for, a little bit lower than market with the cash offer. Got to skip a lot of steps such as the appraisal process and the mortgage process altogether. But for a cash out refinance, still taking advantage of those low interest rates and basically just kind of paying yourself back for the cash that you had.
And I'm assuming that no two buyers are alike, and so there probably are different programs out there to complement or that are more best fit for
Absolutely,
for those clients.
I've never had two of the same borrowers ever, so we have. Believe it or not, it's the silliest things that make a difference in your mortgage product that you choose, because you do have a lot of different options. A lot of people just think there's conventional and there's FHA, but there's a lot more to that, such as how much you're earning. Believe it or not, the less you earn, the more programs that you qualify for.
Right.
I know when I was purchasing my first condo, I qualified for everything under the sun.
Yeah.
So I was just making a few peanuts. So that helped me to, by way of grants, just lowering that amount due at closing and, kind of making more of my own funds accessible to me. So there's a lot of programs based on income. There's programs based on giving grants where the home is. It's considered a low to moderate income area. Believe it or not, that's some of the hottest spots right now. So those are always fun to do. People buying $200,000 homes in low to moderate income areas. Yeah. So, knowing where you're buying and you know, what your range is and what your personal income is definitely going to help your mortgage originator find the best product for you.
Okay.
The other thing too with the cash, some people may want to buy a house that they want to then do renovations to. So are you better off financing some of the renovations or buy the house with cash, or actually finance the house and do the renovations with cash? And I know there's also some other loans out there that allow people that are buying these houses that need renovation as well, that that Alicia has too.
So. Yeah, there's some rehab loans out there, we call them. My bank specifically doesn't offer them right now, but they're certainly not as streamlined as they make it seem on HGTV, you know. So
some of those shows fascinate me. They have like $800,000 homes, and they're like very small. Like in Buffalo, it'd be like $120,000, $150,000 house. I'm like, and then I'm like, where do these people get this money from for these houses? And
well,
then
hopefully we're not gearing that way.
Yeah. I hope not too. I love our market.
Yeah, specifically
our quality of life in Western New York.
Absolutely, specifically when you see on HGTV. I mean, that's, you know, based in Canada, so they have a whole different set of mortgage lending rules, which I think is like every 5 years they have to refinance or something. I'm not totally sure on that, but we have a pretty decent market right now in terms of affordability and what you can get.
Yeah. Well, before the break, we talked about successes, and you led that conversation. Trey, can you speak about a recent or previous success with one of your clients?
Actually, great one. Friend of mine has 9 kids, and that was a challenge finding a house. He was coming out of a much smaller home.
Wow.
We looked and lost several bids on some great houses, but some houses that needed work. Again, it was an indication of the market. It ended up that we found a fantastic double in South Buffalo, where he grew up, on McKinley.
It's a great street South Buffalo,
and this
too.
This house is beautiful. I mean,
a lot of
two new
homes.
Kitchens, granite, all insulated, new patios, door. I mean, the thing was beautiful. We put in what we felt was a very strong market bid based on some of the comps. However, when the appraiser went there wasn't a house that ever went over $160,000. So, and we were well over 200. So, but with some work and putting some things together, I was able to help get the appraisal way up.
Awesome.
Very good.
Awesome. So if anyone's looking to work, buy their next home, how can they contact you guys? Are they looking for a real estate agent or mortgage officer?
Well, I go by Trey, but my actual handle is Edward McDermott at edward.mcdermott@huntrealestate.com, or my cell is 316-7994.
Yeah, I'm Alicia Liberto with Five Star Bank. Best way to reach me is 716-863-0770. That's a call or text. That's the easiest way, because we always have our phones in our hands, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Buffalo, you've been listening to Western New York at Work, Everything Real Estate with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And today we've had Mr. Trey McDermott, real estate professional, sharing with us his successes and how he helps his clients. And I would just like to read a passage of something that, that you know, I think you would like to know. And from a Trey McDermott standpoint, my goal is to be there for you throughout the home buying and selling process, and to make it certain that these processes are as easy and as stress-free as possible. I think that can be echoed with Alicia Liberto from Five Star Bank as well. You want to help your clients. You want to make it as stress-free as possible. We can't thank you both enough for being a part of the launch of Everything Real Estate. Can't wait for the second show. And one last time, provide your contact information.
Edward.mcdermott@huntrealestate.com and 716-316-7994.
Alicia Liberto, 716-863-0770.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, everyone, listening to Western New York at Work. Thanks, Trey. Thanks, Alicia. And I hope all the dads out there and have a great Father's Day, and everyone selling with them, celebrating with them, enjoy the day.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks, Dale.
Thank you both.
Well, I echo Lauren's comments. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Enjoy your day. Have a beautiful Sunday, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.